You've no doubt spent most of your summer walking around with your hand in front of your face because you can't walk between two trees, two cars, two anythings at the moment without getting a spider web in the face. Now comes news, not altogether surprising, that the weather conditions are bringing a whole new range of creepy crawlies, from leeches. Yes, I saw plenty of those at Glenrock Lagoon last week. Mosquitoes. Don't they buzz around your head every single night? Snails, yep. Lots of snail trails around. But then there's something called a land hopper, which, according to the picture that is circulating in the news media today, looks like there was an illicit affair between a grasshopper and a prawn. And this thing is indeed a crustacean, as we understand it. Enid told us the horror story that is the land hopper finding you in your house. But we thought we'd get an expert opinion. Dr. Don Hewitt is an entomologist from Melbourne and knows about land hoppers. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Aaron.
Thank you for being with us. Land hoppers, we put this out on our various social media this morning, and apart from Enid, most nobody's heard of these damn things.
Yeah, look, most people don't notice them. Home gardeners would commonly see them as something that jumps out of the way when they lift up a flower pot.
And they're brown when they're alive and they're prawn pink when they're dead, is that right?
Yeah, they do change colour as they die. They are effectively a little prawn. They're a crustacean, an amphipod, and like the rest of the crustacea, they have a requirement for a lot of water to breathe.
And one of the things that they've been accused of is finding backyard pools and pet water.
Oh, yes. Well, when it gets too wet, they have to move around a lot. And you do find them leaping up all over the place. They will turn up inside when it's very damp as well.
Nuisance value only? They don't do you or your pets any harm?
Yeah, nuisance value only. Just vacuum them up, throw them away.
And will we recognise them when we see them? They're about half a fingernail long, yes?
Yeah, I've never seen them longer than 10 millimetres. Mm-hmm. They look a lot like a flea. They're sort of flattened at the side. They don't walk very well. They're very good at jumping. But, yeah, so you'll mostly see them looking distressed, dying, or leaping out of your way.
There was some correspondence this morning suggesting that they are a relatively recent phenomenon in Australia. Is that true? Did they just arrive here from somewhere else?
No, this is most of the rubbish you get in your garden has come from other places, but the main amphipods we get, the landhopper is actually one that we've sent to the rest of the world. It's common in the UK and California.
We're so proud, and we didn't even know that the little Aussie shrimp was going global. Doctor, thank you for telling us about it. It sounds like in the world of creepy crawlies, having a few of them turn up in your dog water isn't nearly as bad as walking into the spider webs. So thank you for telling us a little more about the carpet prawn, the land hopper, this morning.